AP Update. I'm John Belmont.
And you're listening to News Radio in Pittsburgh. This is KQV. Good morning. I'm PJ Maloney. Time is 8:32. AP correspondent Tamara Rush on the live line now from New Orleans, covering the oil leak in the Gulf. Tamara, good morning. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning, PJ.
So what is the situation down there? How are the residents and commercial interests being affected right now?
Well, people are extremely angry. They're frustrated. And I think part of their anger and frustration comes from the fact that there's this uncertainty. They don't know when the oil will stop flowing. They don't know how much oil will come ashore. They don't know how many animals and birds and fish and turtles are going to die. And they don't know when this will all end. The uncertainty is impossible, and it's very scary to a lot of people.
What signs are there right now that the economy is being affected?
In Louisiana, the fishermen are not able to fish, catch oysters, do their daily routine. There's no money coming in for them. And even as far away as Florida, people are canceling reservations. People are canceling their bookings. They're canceling their hotel bookings. Even though oil hasn't been found on certain beaches in Florida, most of the beaches in Florida, in fact, people are still very worried and canceling, and so that creates a whole ripple effect throughout the economy.
Is there any sign that people are taking some comfort from the president's remarks that we just heard and the remarks of other federal officials and even state officials?
I think people appreciate it, but I believe that people also want to see the money and they want to see the cleanup.
Well, Tamara, thanks a lot for talking with us again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tamara Lush on the live line, AP correspondent down in New Orleans. Time now is 8:34. Coming up next, 1 minute from now, Walt Golden in the studio.